Kate McClellan, pro wedding planner with over 16 years of experience helping more than 400 couples down the aisle. I started Planning Collective to help all couples get through the overwhelm of wedding planning by sharing my actionable tips and tools that I've used over the years working with my clients. We'll focus on getting rid of what I like to call FOWO, the fear of wedding oversight. This is an unfortunate condition that almost every couple will suffer from at some point. Let's get you back to enjoying the planning process. Here we go. Hey guys, Kate here. Welcome back to another episode of the Wedding Planning Collective podcast. Today, we're going to continue our wedding planning foundation series that is made up of the five main pillars of wedding planning: your priorities, budget, guest list, checklists and timelines, and your vendors. Establishing this foundation is so important, but I find that many couples skim through it, wanting to get to the more fun planning tasks. However, I absolutely promise you that if you spend just a bit of time on these five pillars, you are going to be so much more confident in your plans as you move forward. Last episode, we talked about your wedding priorities and why it's important to review these before you get too far into the wedding planning process. If you haven't listened yet, head over to episode 31 before we move on here to discuss pillar two, the wedding budget. Before we get into it though, make sure you grab the worksheet that accompanies the foundational series of episodes. You can find it at planningcollective.com or in the show notes here. The worksheets are included in the four things every couple must do after getting engaged guide. Let's get to it. One of the most common mistakes I see couples make when it comes to the budget is that they plan their wedding backwards. What I mean by this is that they take a certain category of the wedding and ask, how much should we spend on blank for our wedding? For example, I get asked all the time some version of this question. We're planning on having about 120 guests. How much should we spend on flowers? Or what should we expect to pay for catering for about 300 guests? Now let me tell you why that is planning your wedding backwards. That's allowing other people to tell you what your budget is. But in reality, you should come up with what I call your big picture number first, and then break it down to a budgeted amount per category. In other words, your budget will tell you how much you have to spend in each one of these areas, rather than what your other friends spent on it or the best quote that you're given from a vendor. Let's break this down a little bit further. Once you've gone through your wedding priorities, the next step should be to get that big picture number of what your budget is going to be. Having a solid understanding of your budget prior to booking any venue or vendors will make sure that you are not planning backwards or financially overcommitting to any areas of the wedding. By planning backwards, it's easy to lose sight of that big picture number, and you end up trying to find the money to pay for the wedding versus knowing what you have to spend and allocating it appropriately. When couples go over their wedding budget, it's almost always because they planned backwards rather than setting their breakdown before booking anything. I don't want you to make this mistake, so please take some time to go through this budget before you start booking any of your vendors. Let's talk about how you get that big picture number and get the traditions out of the way first. So, traditionally speaking, the groom's family is responsible for the rehearsal or welcome dinner, the bar at the reception, and the personal flowers for the wedding party, meaning the bouquet, corsages, and boutonnieres, but not the centerpieces or other floral items. The bride's family is responsible for everything else. Thankfully, we are moving away from many old school traditions when it comes to weddings, and who pays for the wedding is definitely something every couple needs to evaluate based on your own personal situation. And of course, not all weddings involve both a bride and a groom, so please take your specific family dynamics and financial situations into mind while you are discussing the budget. I find that the budget is usually made up of a combination of different people contributing, and often the couple themselves are also paying for part of the wedding. The best piece of advice I can give you for this stage is to have an honest conversation with anyone you think might be contributing. You can host a dinner and let your family know ahead of time that the wedding budget is on the agenda. This way they can come prepared and already have had a chance to look at their finances if they haven't already. Discuss specifics and try to avoid vague answers. Be clear and talk in terms of actual dollar amounts. I stress this because I find a lot of family members will make general comments like, oh, don't worry, we'll cover it, or we'll cover the flowers and the bar. And the intentions are always good behind these types of comments, but it leaves a lot of things open to interpretation. We've all been told it's rude to talk about money, especially when it's essentially being gifted to you in this type of manner. However, once things are booked and contracts are signed, you can't backtrack if you find out that you were overestimating what your family is able to contribute. So make sure that you're very clear with dollar amounts. As awkward as it can seem in the moment, it will help you in the long run. If you do find that your family struggles to give you an actual dollar amount, I would recommend that you pull together a proposed budget of what you think costs will be for your wedding. This can be tricky, so I don't generally recommend taking this approach unless you have family that is being very difficult with putting a dollar amount towards the wedding. All right, we're heading to the worksheets now, so grab that guide and head to page 7 to follow along with the budget chat. This first step is going to be where you list the different contributors and the amount that they're able to contribute to the wedding. This is where you're going to get that big picture number. If you're given a price range, meaning you have a cap, but you'd like to keep the cost lower if possible, write down the lower amount for your overall budget. On the next page, we're going to go back to those wedding priorities that we discussed in pillar 1. Refer to the rankings of what is most important to you for your wedding, and this is going to help us break down the category percentages. You'll see listed the average percentage spent by couples for each of the categories listed in the middle column. The biggest percentage you're going to see is the reception and catering costs, and this is typically 40 to 50% of your budget. If your wedding's at a traditional venue that offers on-site catering, you'll probably be closer to the 40% range. If you're having a backyard wedding or at a unique venue space, you're going to need to bring in more rentals and other items that would be included with your traditional wedding venue space. Because of this, I recommend you budget closer to 50% to make sure you have enough room for all of those items. I'd also recommend that you grab the free backyard wedding guide, where I give you a more specific breakdown of what's going to be included in that 40 to 50% if you do need to bring all of those items in. You can find the backyard or tented wedding guide at planningcollective.com. A quick side note that the wedding date may or may not play a role in your budget in terms of the priorities. If you're off season in areas like Michigan, you might get a lower rate versus prime season. Looking further into the categories, we're going to break things down based on those priorities. For example, if having a designer wedding gown is a huge priority, then we're obviously going to need to give that category a higher percentage than is initially listed, pulling from an area that's a lower priority for you. So take some time to go through and break down your percentages, and then we'll head to the next page to take your percentage that you created, and we're going to assign a dollar amount to that. For a quick and easy example, if your overall budget is $20,000 and you know you're going to need 50% for your reception and catering costs, then the budgeted amount for those items should be $10,000. The rest of your budget would be distributed between the other categories. So go ahead and break those down, and that is where you're going to get your budget for each of the main wedding categories. Please do make sure that you keep some of the budget allocated into a miscellaneous category for those things that maybe you don't know that you're going to need yet based on your venue or things that pop up along the way. 5 to 10% of the overall budget should go towards that miscellaneous fund, at least at the beginning stages of planning. And one final note when it comes to the budget is to recognize that this is very much a starting point for you. As you get further into the planning, you're going to learn more about what you need for your specific venue and or vendors. And you're going to want to move things around a bit. That's absolutely fine. The wedding budget is not a one-time thing that you do and then it's done. You'll need to make sure that you're keeping track of this and making adjustments as needed throughout the planning process. I always say that it is very much an educational process too, in making sure that you are comfortable with what is being spent along the way. If you're on a very strict budget, anytime you add to one area, you need to look and see what area you're going to cut back on. But remember when we discussed budgeting at the lower end of a price range? This is where that's going to come in handy. If you have some flexibility and you're adding to one area, you know that you have that little buffer of sorts that can help accommodate that. The wedding budget is a continuous process of checking in on where you're at and keeping a focus on your wedding priorities. Well, we did it. We made it through the budget talk. It's definitely not the most fun topic when it comes to wedding planning, but it is so very important to focus some time on in the beginning so you feel more confident throughout the rest of your planning. I would love to hear your budget questions. Head over to the Wedding Planning Collective Facebook group and let me know what your key takeaways from this episode are. I'll also be going live in that group to answer your specific questions and share some other planning resources with you. If you found this episode helpful, I would absolutely love it if you could take a second to rate and review on iTunes. It would mean the world to me, and it would also help other couples find the wedding planning resources they need. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll find you next week to discuss Pillar 3, the guest list.